Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Well, we've covered the ground today, that's for sure. Mr. Harper, starting the show off talking about lawn transitioning and gardening transitioning. Aaron of Core Landscape coming in and talking last hour about the importance of irrigation systems and that irrigation system audit. We talked a little bit on all these transitions, how much John Harper and I have seen people out in the Arizona wilderness much more the last couple months than now. So we wanted to bring to your attention a service announcement from the Arizona Game and Fish Department. You are going to be very probably inclined to encounter some newborn wildlife when you're out there hiking. If you're taking care of your house by listening to Rosie on the House and you're not home caulking and painting and doing all the other stuff, the house is taken care of so you can go enjoy Arizona. You may encounter a fawn or a calf, elk. Don't touch it. Go to Facebook, RosieOnTheHouse.com Facebook, and you'll see a picture that Jennifer and I took last summer up near Greer, walking the big meadows out around Greens Peak, where our pointing dog went on point. And I thought, sure, he had pointed a porcupine or a skunk, and I went running over there thinking, ah, no. And he was on a hard point with a brand new baby elk calf that had been born in the grass. And so my dog didn't bother the calf. I grabbed the dog. We backtracked. We weren't more than 200 or 300 yards away from that calf before 30 elk came over the hill, descended on that calf, and he was in perfect parental control and protected environment. Do not handle newborn wildlife while you're out there enjoying the great state of Arizona. Go to Facebook at RosieOnTheHouse.com. You'll see a picture of my dog and the baby elk right there in the grass. While you're on Facebook, go ahead and vote for Rosie on the House as the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. We appreciate the votes that have kept us number one for the last 11 years in a row. All right, let's talk about finishing getting that house ready for the summer cooling bills. And we've got Mr. David Byrne here, repeat guest here at Rosie on the House. You always light up the phone lines, Dave.
Thanks.
Appreciate you coming in. Dave Byrne of Green ID, a Rosie certified home energy audit provider. And I want to start the conversation by literally taking all you listeners to my house, my real house. And I've got my August bill from last year. Okay. There were 29 days in the month. And at APS, their website gives you the opportunity to go in and compare what your bill would be based on their different plans, okay? If I take this bill in August, if it's an August bill, so in July, I consumed 3,500 kilowatts. A lot of people would say you're an energy hog. Yes, I am. But you know what? I buy it at all the right time. I want you to take your energy bill from last August, and I want you to take the total cost and divide it by the total kilowatts. At my house, with a thermostat set at 68 degrees in July, I paid 8 cents a kilowatt. My bill for a 3,000 square foot home with an air conditioned two car garage in the middle of the summer, set at 68 degrees, was $300. Now, I'm on Saver Choice Max.
Is that the 3 to 8?
Yes. And that's the one that charges you the most for your demand.
Between 3 and 8.
Right. If I had been on Saver Choice, my bill would have been over $500. If I had been on Saver Choice Plus, my bill would have been $400. But I was on Saver Choice Max, and my bill was $300.
So just the rate.
And that's the that's the focus of why we brought David in this morning. Things you can do. People say, well, yeah, Rosie, how much money did you spend to get your house to do that? Zero.
Nothing. It's free.
It's free. Mm. Do you want to talk about it? Because I just get so amped up that people don't get on this. I mean, even the utility companies, SRP and APS, tell us in the newsletters they send us every month that 80% of you aren't on the most cost-effective plan.
That's right. Yeah. And you got to play the game. So from 3 to 8 p.m., you're going to ride up the thermostat. And before that, pre-cool the house down to 72. 68 is unheard of. That's crazy. But as cool as you can get it, and if your home is well-insulated, well-sealed, it's going to keep the conditioned air in much longer. So it'll be 6, 7 o'clock, and you may be at 80 degrees still. And you may not have to run the air conditioner. And if you can shift your usage off peak, you're going to save a ton of money and it doesn't cost anything.
When I do have APS look at my bills, they say, well, Rosie, the way you're beating the system is in July, your peak demand charge was 3.
Yeah, that's so low.
Yeah, my air conditioners do not wake up between 3 and 8.
Nice.
They just stay asleep. You start one air conditioner, you're hitting 6 just with one.
Yes, yeah. You know?
And then off peak, I will confess, at 8:15, my peak meter's reading about 18. Everything's come on at 8:15. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. They only charge you the peak demand for the peak time period.
That's right. And if you have to run your air conditioner between peak hours, if you have two ACs, make sure they don't run at the same time.
Oh, yeah, baby.
do a 30 minutes on one AC and 30 minutes on the other, and you cut your demand in half so you don't get slapped on the hand with a big demand charge. You just shift your usage. Keep one side of the house cool for a half hour, then the other side, and break it out that way. Otherwise, that demand charge is like $15 a day times the demand, whatever you get up to. And if you start at 6 with the air conditioner, it adds up really quick.
And then you turn the air conditioner's running at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 6. And then you turn the oven on.
Yeah.
It jumps to 10 or 11. And if you hold that for 15 minutes, that's your peak. You're going to be charged all month.
Yes. Yeah.
They charge you by the max you hit, and then you're charged that all month.
Yeah. Yeah. So any shift that you could do is going to pay off a lot. We've installed home energy monitors, and you can actually see your usage, what's causing it, how much usage you're using by turning the oven on, or when the water heater gets turned on. And by using that data, you could kind of say, well, okay, I really can't cook until, or I can't turn the stove on until 8 o'clock, or I'm going to grill. Or what happened here? You know, my daughter came home and she turned the thermostat way down. And so you could really get into the data with those home energy monitors. But just going in blind, you know, the best you can do is make sure the air conditioner doesn't come on between 3 and 8.
There are other things you can do, folks, for free. And we're covering them this morning with David Byrne of Green ID. And David and I have put together kind of a little special offering. If you call Green ID and make an appointment, David and I will pick 3 homes that we personally will do the energy audit on ourselves in person. We'll take a look at your power bill consumption. We'll take a look at your home. We'll do the blower door test. You'll get the full energy audit conducted by David Byrne, owner of Green ID, and Rosie Romero. What number do they call to set that appointment, David?
Our office number is 602-926-1650. And no one's at the office now. If you would leave a message, I'll get back to you and as soon as I can.
And that's a $99
yes.
home energy audit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $99 for the audit. And I want to offer a special deal for the Rosie listeners today only. We'll bring a $50 Visa card out when we come. So we'll cut the cost in half.
For $50, you can get the owner of Green ID and the father of supercooling. I'm actually the stepson of supercooling. to your home, we will pick, if you make the appointment now, David and I will pick three to come out and visit personally and do the inspection ourselves. Again, David, that phone number?
602-926-1650.
All right. I want to talk when we get back about more things people can do for free to save money on their electric bill this coming summer. The first, make sure you're on the right plan. It costs nothing to be on the right plan, but there's other things you can do for free as well. And then David has some ideas for you on what you can do for $100, on what you can do for $300, and what you can do for $1,000, and how much you'll save at each one of those points. That's what we do here at Rosie on the House.
And you can join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Just hit 1 when the auto attendant answers, and I'll put you right into the studio.